This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to the All About That Brand podcast with Grace Lanny. Grace is a certified personal branding strategist coaching business leaders on how to tell a compelling story about who they really are on and offline. Join me in welcoming Grace Lanny.
Hello, it's Friday morning. You've landed on the All About That Brand podcast. I'm Grace Lanny, your personal branding strategist, and I am so thrilled to have Laurel Kinney, personal stylist, on the call with us today. Hello, Laurel.
Hi.
So glad that you're here, you know, and that you could make the time to be here on the heels of this amazing PR that you just got.
I know, right?
It's amazing. Time. It is. So tell me what the article was about.
So I was lucky enough to have a client who is a really amazing writer and also very ambitious, and she wrote about our virtual styling experience that we had together. She came to me and wanted her style to be more aligned with her personality. She felt like everything in her closet was like belonged to someone else all of a sudden, and it just wasn't right for her, but she didn't have like a clear vision of what it was that it should look like. So we worked together through a 4-week process and did everything from like style, self-discovery, inspiration building, sorting the closet, strategic shopping, and like putting amazing outfits together for her. And she wrote about it and boom, NBC.com. Lots of new people saw it too.
Wow. So if our listeners go to NBC.com, that's Mary Baker Charlie, right?
Yeah, it's it was an NBC Better article.
Oh, so N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy, NBC.
The big one.
The big
one of the big three.
Uh-huh. And it was like, the article is called, I Hired a Stylist and I Got So Much More Than New Clothes.
All right.
Pretty sweet.
You know, you couldn't have gotten a better article, could you?
Seriously. I mean, I was like, this is like almost too good to be true. And I thought, you know, usually when you get PR, a few people see it and then a few people will contact you that didn't look at your prices and are just like doing it impulsively. But I've gotten lots of really positive responses and lots of people that are like, yes, I want to do that too. And it's been really exciting.
Well, and it supports your new model, right? You're wanting to be in Dallas a little more, not in Austin 24/7, right?
I'm just spreading my message as much as I can because it's very gratifying to me to connect with all sorts of different people that are all really invested in feeling more confident in their clothes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so have you always been a personal branding stylist?
No, I have 10 years of social work experience prior to my styling career that sort of set the stage for me, I guess, in terms of understanding how important style can be on the job when you don't really feel like your entire personality is your work, and how uncomfortable it can be to feel like you're only expressing a little sliver of who you are on a daily basis through your clothes. And it also gave me a lot of confidence being able to deal with like people and their emotions and like stress, and a lot can come up during the styling process that is very intense, surprisingly. So I'm happy that I have that background because I don't feel remotely afraid of anyone's like freakouts, basically.
Well, and on the other flip side of that, you have a lot of space for people to, so you don't judge them on where they are or where they want to go. You just have this open permission to explore, right?
I am like a, it's a partnership, I feel. And if you're invested in the process of figuring out what you're going to feel the best in, then I am the person that can put put the dots together, connect the dots in terms of like, I like this, I'm attracted to that, but I have to do this. Like, how do I like combine all of these different parts of me into an outfit that I can go to work in and feel like I'm not wearing a costume?
Yeah, and it's comfortable and supports whatever your work is and all that jazz. I have to tell you, there's a norm in Austin, Texas, where people feel that they can wear jeans wherever they go. And in some ways, I guess you can. However, depending on the role that you have. So for instance, I manage the eWoman Network Austin chapter here, and standing up in front of a room of, you know, 40 women entrepreneurs who come there to hear what I have to say and our speaker has to say, were I wearing jeans and a t-shirt, I think it would be a very different experience for them.
And it would be a different experience for you if you didn't feel like you were sort of stepping into your role as a leader. And if jeans and a t-shirt make you feel like a leader, that's one thing, but a lot of us, that's not what is associated.
So Laurel, you not only work with women though, you also work with men and their style, right?
Yes.
Is that different?
It is different. There's not a lot of emotional baggage so much in men, with men and their wardrobes. I mean, there's definitely some, but a lot of them are just looking for an efficient way to know that they look stylish and that their clothes fit and that they're not going to embarrass themselves when they leave their house.
Right. And are you usually working with, you know, a young man who's wanting to move up the ladder, or could it be older men going back into a new job trying to figure out what to wear, or like all of the above?
All of the above, but typically it's someone who's in a moment of transition, where they are either newly elevated in their career, or and they want like to more fully embody like their new role and look the part a little bit more, or they maybe have just gotten a divorce and they're totally like starting over identity wise in terms of putting themselves out there again. And a lot of men,
they lost their personal shopper, right?
Yes. I was just going to say, a lot of men have relied on their wives to dress them. And when they don't, like, sometimes there's this disillusionment where it was like, oh my gosh. And I'm not even dressed the way I want to dress, you know? I don't know what to wear. So who am I? There's a lot of that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting. Being a newlywed, I have to say that I put my foot down about my husband shopping at Walmart. Like, that had to stop.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I introduced him to a few different places, and he's now like out of control. I have to take away.
He's like a clothes horse now. He's like, wow, I didn't realize like clothes could feel so good when they're not from Walmart or Costco. Yeah.
You know, and they're randomly these little things like, yeah, those white socks really aren't working with that outfit. You know, I try to give him permission to do whatever he wants to do. I mean, we're grown-ups now. I don't feel like my identity relies on his fashion faux pas. Right. So it gives me a lot more freedom. At the same time, you know, it's an education thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No matchy-matchy going on there. I don't give them a, you know, a hand-stitched sweater at Christmas time. It's not my thing. I'm like people to be able to express themselves, right?
Yes.
Of course, I have to ask one question. Jeez, Laurel, you're the perfect person to ask that question. What is the deal with the man bun?
Oh,
my 25-year-old son has now, he's on pursuit of the man bun, and his hair is just barely long enough to have a little, it's like a little question mark on the back of his head. It's not even really a man bun. Like where are you going?
Rush the man bun. You have to allow the man bun to come into like full fruition before you attempt, because it kind of does look a little like sleazy for a little bit before.
Right. If you're Uhtred from the Last Kingdom, you can get away with a man bun. My son, on the other hand, yeah, not so much. He's an IT guy, you know?
Yeah. I think the problem with the long hair on men is like when it starts to, like, I feel like there's this like desperation where you're like, oh my God, I'm losing my hair. So this is like my last chance to like have long hair. And just being aware that like, just because it's long in the back doesn't mean it necessarily looks like long hair, you know? I don't know.
Well, he's 25. His biggest problem, you know, he has to go to the barber to get everything shaved from like mid-chest up. I mean, he doesn't have a
He doesn't have that problem.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
There's a long, awkward phase with the man bun, but the payoff can be pretty, I think, pretty sexy.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Uhtred, yeah, he would capture my attention. No doubt. I love you, my son. So sorry to have gone around the block on this, but I figured that Laurel could help me here and give me some peace with the man bun. I really have to take a breath.
Just be patient. It'll be okay.
Yes. I just breathe in, breathe out. Okay, I love you just the way you are. Right? Bridget Jones, I love you just the way you are, even with your wobbly bits.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So we're really here to talk about personal branding. And I love to ask this question of my guests. When did you first discover a product or a service, you know, a brand that you absolutely had to have?
I was a very flamboyant dresser as a child, and I really related to like anything Barbie, and I wanted to be I wanted all of her styles. And when Peaches and Cream Barbie came out, I was highly obsessed because it had not only the beautiful color that I loved in Peach, but it also had some versatility in that she had this ball gown that you could like convert into like three different dresses depending on whether use the detachable ruffle at the bottom of the dress as like a shawl, or you could take it off, you could put it on, you could wear it as like a scarf, or like it was all kinds of exciting.
That cracks me up. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I had a house full of women age 20 something to 70 something. I had a trunk show at my house, and the jean jacket had a breakaway ruffle on the bottom of it that you could also use as a belt. Everybody had to have it. I'm like, really? Really? Yeah. The ruffle,
I'm not into ruffles at all anymore. And they do not, that's not indicative of my personality remotely, but as a 5-year-old, I was very.
You were very into it. Yeah. Barbie had our attention. There's no doubt. I had like a little travel Barbie thing, you know, it was plastic with a handle, and you opened it up and it was kind of like a traveling wardrobe. And
yeah, I wanted it all.
Yeah. Had to have it. Smart. Somebody there knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
So how about personal branding? You know, it's a concept that hit the street in 97, but when did you really understand the difference between corporate branding and personal branding?
I guess it really became more evident to me when I started my business, obviously. And being that I am my business, I had to think about like, okay, well, who do I want to attract to my business? Who do I want to work with? And how do I present myself in a way that will attract those kinds of people? And, you know, unpacking all of that was, you know, years of unpacking it, let's just say, and evolution as I kind of grew into my comfort zone and like feeling confident about what I was doing and getting really clear on who I wanted to help. It all informed kind of my personal brand and the kind of confidence level I have in terms of presenting myself the way I want to present myself.
I appreciate you sharing that. And I imagine that for everyone who looks at personal branding as a serious way to increase their business, you know, when you make the equation, what do I want? What does my client want? And what's the function of that equal to income on the other side, or fulfillment, yeah, or whatever that resource that comes out of the other end? I think when people figure out, when you find that home tribe, you know, the place where you feel really good about hanging out, dressing and hanging out with those people becomes a snap because it's so natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I traveled to New York City, yeah, I lived in New York for a long time as a almost 20-year-old Austinite. I really have to think about, oh my gosh, do I have the right clothes? I mean, I'm going to meet with this investor and there's an expectation, you know, I have to go buy pantyhose. I mean, it's just in Austin, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, I know. Never.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wore pantyhose when I lived in New York too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of it is a keep warm thing, especially this time of year. But part of it is it's just expected.
What you do.
Absolutely. We're going for a short break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go far. There's a special offer from All About That Brand in the next segment.
Hi, I'm Donna Galassi, digital brand strategist for Blue Zenith Design and Strategy, and we're a proud sponsor of All About That Brand. Did you know that there are four areas that are critical to digital branding success? Branding foundation, marketing basics, designing for the future, and technology. My offer to you is our free digital branding blueprint available on the bluezenith.com website. The worksheet helps you assess your branding know-how in these four critical areas. To find the offer, go to bluezenith.com, bluezenith.com, and you'll find the button to get the worksheet offer. At Blue Zenith, we believe that entrepreneurs deserve a powerful voice in the marketplace. We create big brands for the serious entrepreneur through web design and brand strategy.
Did you know allaboutthatbrand.com has free videos and checklists to up-level your personal brand? Head to allaboutthatbrand.com to sign up for the all-new masterclass, Online Reputation and How It Affects Your Personal Brand. I know you're excited to hear more from our guest. Let's get to it. So do you find it challenging now? Do you think you're settled in full on?
I feel pretty settled. I feel challenged at times just because I'm a female and I get insecure about things. But I definitely feel very confident in what I offer, and I feel very confident in knowing what I like to wear. And so it all just sort of meshes together. I also really value that my clients are all different than me, and that my style is not an indication of like how I'm going to suggest to dress my client. And to that nature, I feel a lot more comfortable in this kind of classic, kind of neutral, easy, simple zone. Like, I love my clothes to fit really well, but I don't like them to be fussy or overly dressy. I'm a very relaxed, laid back, kind of non-judgmental person. And so I feel like my style reflects that. I feel confident in my point of view, and that's kind of the beginning and end of it. Like, I don't get uncomfortable anymore in most situations, even if I find myself feeling like I'm dressed differently than everyone else. Usually I'm like, that's cool.
Right.
I'm a stylist. I can do whatever I want.
That's right. You can. And you always put it together well, I have to say. I've got my eye on you.
It's a lot colors. Of pressure for me out there, you know, and that's why I'm like, okay, I'm just going to have a strong point of view, and that's what's most important. If I was all over the place and a chameleon, I think that would say a lot about my brand too, you know?
Yes, it sure would. No, it's always very classy, very relaxed, very, very natural with a little bold color. So I like that. I'm a lot like that myself, where, you know, I'm traditional 50 something. Of course, that number's moving too, right? You know, 50's the new 30.
I know. I never even notice like people's age hardly at all anymore. Like, I think about people via their energy and their personality and like what they feel confident in. And that could be anything at any age. Like, there's no rule. I don't like rules about that stuff, you know?
I love that.
You're a mini skirt. Who cares how old you are?
Especially when you have great legs, don't it?
Absolutely.
I love it. So it can be challenging, personal branding for you. You know, you think twice about it as a little pressure, but is it also rewarding?
Oh, I love it. I mean, heck yeah. I find it very rewarding to be like, oh, I'm investing in my wardrobe, which I would never have like thought of it that way until I realized the value of having the kind of wardrobe that I want and being really clear about what my style is has made it a lot more fun.
Well, I have to tell you a little secret. Ms. Laurel, when I took on the managing director role of this membership organization, when I buy a dress for that event, yeah. I actually, it's an expense for my business.
Yeah.
And I can only wear it a certain amount. You know, if I wore the same dress every month, people would like raise an eyebrow. So we have to, I mean, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a tiny bonus prize that I wasn't expecting. Really grand. And ditto with all the other, you know, the shoes and the
nails. You gotta really style a look, I mean.
Yes, yes, you know, can't go in there with hangnails and all that jazz. You have to be a little, I could, but, you know, trying to grow this thing and have people say, wow, this woman is pretty put together. So, you know, it takes a little something for me to get there. You know, I'm a rugby player.
Okay? I mean, it's hard to be a woman and get it all done. You know, there's definitely things that I put off because I don't have the capacity for. I would love to be manicured at all times, but it's just not realistic in my life. Even though I know I do feel better when I do this, this, and this, sometimes you have to pick and choose what you have the capacity for.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just laughing because all the things that are going through my head, you know, I did try the whole, you know, fake eyelash thing.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun for a hot minute. And then I had to go back in and then I, you know, it's like that in itself is like an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And then God bless Lash Boost. You know, I discovered the thing for me that works, and you know, just one little swipe before beddy time. And you know, I don't have to worry about any of that. Of course, I didn't have to worry about any of it before.
Yeah.
But I feel better.
Kind of experience how fun life is with giant eyelashes. You're like, how can I do this, but make it easy?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Fun. It is. It is. Especially when you're going to, I went to a woman's entrepreneur event last week, 100 women in the room, half of them were millionaires and the other half wanted to be.
Yeah.
And so packing for that thing, thank goodness it was within driving distance because
you could just bring everything.
You totally get it, don't you? Yeah. Yes, you get
just
it.
Just in case, I want to have everything I need, depending on what mood I'm in that day and that's what right. I notice about other people before and what they're wearing.
I try so hard not to, you know, have that comparison thing go on. But I think as humans, it's part of the whole what cubby do you fit into thing.
Yeah,
it is. I'm on my way to being one of those red hat wearing ladies with the purple dress. You know, I'm not quite there yet, but I imagine I'll be, you know, maybe when I'm 80.
Pull it off. You could totally pull that off.
Yeah, absolutely. And love every minute of it. Totally. So, you know, Laurel, I so appreciate you as a personal stylist. I've met many in my years of being in business, and you are not the typical personal stylist, rigid this way or the highway kind of person. And so, you know, tell me in your words what your differentiation is as a stylist. Like, why do people choose you to do their styling?
I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with my background. I don't come from like a fashion background at all. So I understand style a little differently. And I think I understand it in a way that is probably how more people understand it and experience it. I don't really associate myself with the fashion quote unquote industry, because I always feel like it's more about like making you feel like you need something in order to be okay. And I don't like that. I don't like this consumerist kind of mentality. I think that like my work is more about like, who are you? What do you like? What are you attracted to? What do you want people to notice about you when they see you for the first time? And let's start there. I don't care if you're wearing something trendy or not trendy, as long as you feel like yourself and you feel good, and let's try to keep it modern if we can. But like, I definitely, I don't like cookie cutter, and I look at everyone as an individual. And sometimes people just need me to sort of confirm that they haven't been doing anything wrong to begin with and just give them a few more ideas. Other people are like, I don't even know who I am. What should I be wearing? And we start from there. But it's all really fun because it's different every time. And I think that's how I approach it, through like the individual person and what it is that they need. I come from it more from a social worker kind of perspective than a fashion industry perspective, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. And so, you know, our topic today has been all about personal branding, personal styling. They dovetail together. So it's great fun for me to have you on our call today. And I would love for you to talk a little bit more. We touched on it in the very beginning, but you know, what made you decide to open up this whole virtual client experience?
Well, I felt that I wanted to expand my audience, but I wasn't quite sure how to do that in Austin in person, being only one person and only having a few hours in the day. And so I wrote this course, and I had it as a group course where everybody was learning kind of the same thing at the same time. And then I shifted it to one-on-one because I felt like that could replicate more of what my in-person services were like, which were super, super positive experiences for people. And I knew I could provide results for everyone if I had the ability to really connect in on each person and help them in the way I know works. And so I created this 4-part virtual course that takes you through the self-discovery piece, the inspiration piece, and then we start looking at the closet and how that's playing out and whether or not there are things in there that really express who you are and where the gaps might be. And we do strategic shopping and styling. All of those things are covered in the virtual course. And I think, you know, I feel like for the committed person who's really interested in the process, it can be even more valuable than my in-person services, because you're learning you're learning how to be your own stylist, and you can do that over and over again, you know, for as long as you need to.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And so I think our listeners have an opportunity to work with you, don't they? Where do they go to find you, Laurel?
LaurelKinney.com, very easy. And on the on my homepage, there's a little box that says free consultation, and they can click on that and sign up for a call with me, and we can just talk about what's going on with them and their style and see how I might be able to help them.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I love that you're so available, that you've adjusted your business model to expand your horizons. And, you know, I just have enjoyed watching your business growth since you and I connected, what, maybe about a year ago?
Yeah, I know. Thank you. It's been exciting. It's been fun seeing the plan come into fruition for sure.
Wonderful. So the best place to get to Laurel, LaurelKinney.com. And of course, if you think that she might be a perfect person to be your stylist, go ahead and request that session with her. But also, you're digging Instagram, I hear.
Yeah, I'm a pretty avid Instagrammer, and I think that's a good snapshot of my personality, because I'm kind of a dork and I definitely share that.
Got it. But it's Laurel_Kinney if they want to get to you. K-I-N-N-E-Y.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, hey, I so appreciate your time today and your insight. And, you know, it just makes me want to go run into my closet and throw a bunch of stuff away just so we can do some work together. Yeah. And maybe we'll have to get to, you know, get on another call next year and see what you've been doing.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm super excited for the opportunity and definitely happy to answer any questions anyone has.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Laurel. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
If you'd like to learn more about personal branding and get your All About That Brand Ignition Checklist, head to allaboutthatbrand.com to see what it takes to canvas your talent, share your value, and ignite your tribe. I'm Grace Lanny. You're listening to the All About That Brand podcast, and have a fantastic weekend.
Are you a speaker who has an inspiring, insightful message that will help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? If the answer is yes, we invite you to become a pro member of the eWomen Speakers Network. We have over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. We're looking for speakers to share their wisdom and breakthrough ideas. Go to eWomenNetwork.com and join our speakers network. The benefits for pro speakers are incredible. Go to eWomenNetwork.com. This is the EWN Podcast Network.